can do it better than that. Would I didn't have coupon? And you more? And you more? Organist papa? And they were no more. When you mean more? The brothel, the bacon is saying. Okay. I would rather any song and pa. Hallelujah. We give praise and honor to God for his good and his faithfulness endures forever. Amen. Wow, wow. Catch on your twins and million wife and wife. You look beautiful in your dress. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Abraham, in New York, no? I heard a name called Benjamin Tekpe, a presbyter. Maybe drew her. Yes, everyone been so. Michael Manley. I'm saying, Michael Manley, Benjamin. And so Benjamin Tekpe, name me the power. Because me to say, to me, yeah, podium, to me, yeah, altar, to me, yeah, pulpit. And I say, Abraham, so now we were trying to change the direction of Manhattan Sanctuary as well. From that one, we said, and I said, aha. Eti, me pope, you obey me, I hear where am I? Eti, Benjamin, talk about, nah, what? I can't lie. Papa, I'm in Israel. I'm in Israel. For your dedication to this church. For your dedication to this church. You might be brave, I would be any I'm a safi. Recently, Udi session, you know, Muna. Yeah, say Adi. Me crame, Unai, say a company, come in, you will be a number. And you did it. One thing also I've realized about you, you say, we are clean. I'm not talking about your personal idea, but regarding the church, so that we are the seminar, me, maker, and yet, Ufias. Amen. Hallelujah. Namima, the other time I stood before you and I told you that even in the corporate world, there is something that is around or is within. Catch them young. Catch them young. Catch them young. But when you say catch them young, I bet you phone so, yes, I will. Nti angbo frank kete kete non so omo mo be ye so that that won bet me at the asin omo what you say it had in the church of God, even the evil world, the dark world, they are catching them young and they are possessing them to do evil things. How much more that in the house of God we will not catch them young. So we too, we are catching them young. Amen. Oh yes. So JY, whoever is here, female, male, if you want to do something in the house of God, approach leadership. Approach Papa Sofo. Approach Onofo. Approach. If you are a female, we will give you to female preachers to nurture you. We have female preachers. They will nurture you. We, the male, Asofo and Onofo, we are not going to do it. We'll give you to. We have the Antidores. We have the Bettys. We have the Lydias, we have the Matildas, we have the Naomis. We'll give you to them. And they will nurture you and you preach the word. Amen? We are catching you young and we are instilling something in you so that you grow and you shall not depart from. Amen? So today I have a friend that I'm going to preach with. Rather than we did same, today we are going to do another. And his name is my own brother, Gera, we are feeling Yamansamano. Hallelujah. Amen. My friend, are you good?
Yes, please.
I'm coming to do the work of God, okay?
All right.
So no shaking. Amen. Hallelujah. So trust in your empire. So trust in your empire. Mo. Adia wayamaye. Mo. Adia.
Mama,
adia, bless you and we honor you and we give you praise that you deserve. Use me and Gera to minister your word to your people. But we want you, Heavenly Father, Lord, to take control of our souls, spirit and bodies, even our will and our mind. Reach out to your people in this month of our breakthrough. June, the month of breakthrough. We are asking that, Lord, you use us to minister your word. And at the end, Heavenly Father, you give deliverance, redemption, salvation, freedom to your people. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for using us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Friends, I want us to preach on the theme, called by grace, living by faith. Called by grace, living by faith. Say, Radin and Coupon, onam na dom so afremene wo na biem opese ye nante gidie mu esomo no. Gerard, how do you understand this expression, called by grace, living by faith? How do you understand this?
Papa, called by grace means whereby God appoints a person, invites a person for a purpose. Living by faith is whereby we Christians, we trust God enough, even if we can't see tomorrow.
Look at that. Even if we can't see tomorrow. Wow. Wow. Kara, do you know that this very theme is the foundational statement for Christianity? It is the foundational statement for Christianity that we were non-entities. We are nothing at all. God did not consider our wealth, how tall we are, how short the family we came from, or whatever, before calling us. He just selected us. An undeserving approach, and he selected us. Unmerited favor, Gerard. And not only that, even our social status, he did not consider. And he has called us. And Gerard, do you know that this calling by grace is of higher calling? It's not an ordinary one, oh, like getting employed in the White House. No. This one is of a higher calling. The creator of the universe calling you and myself. Samiba Brabidi Mechi. Of a higher calling. And because it's of a higher calling, Gerard, again, it's of a higher moral ground. Moral ground. Wow. So how are we going to relate that, as you said, with the call of Abraham?
Papa, as we all know, the Lord told Abraham to leave his father's household, leave his country, the one he was in,
sure,
and go to the land that he will show him. That is the same way as Christians, God revealed to us in our dreams, visions, instruction, telling us to leave our current location. It might be the position we have at work and go to the land that he wants us to be.
Wow. I like the part that you said, by instructions. So that the radio that we listen to, and the preaching we hear from our pastors and even our leader, JY leaders, God is using all that to call us unto himself. Wow. So by that, is there any promise or purpose in this calling?
Yes, please. Papa, it has to do with whereby we obey. Abraham obeyed what the Lord had told him. So as Christians, whereby God revealed to us, we have to obey. And it says in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, the Bible says, "For I know the plans I have for you. They are plans for good, not for disaster. They are plans to give you hope and a future." So there's an assurance that when we do this, there will be a good future for us.
Wow. So there is a promise in it. But we ought to walk in that purpose. And by obeying. So without we obeying to his principles and his precepts, the promise cannot be fulfilled wholly or fully. So do you see Abraham obeying this great God of ours? How was it?
Papa, he left the location that the Lord told him to go and go to the land that he will show him.
Yes. And are you aware that Abraham himself was a pagan?
Yes, please.
He was a hedonist. He was worshipping idols. No, you have some sumini o. Obi obo some sumini tante on sashi ogunse ocha emwa egu bo some neso. But in all that, that means I'm a frail. What is your situation? Your circumstance? Welcome in Papa. Osom bosom. Wakofu obi yere mewa. Akobo krono. Where we are sikano. A dear bonne in the wire. A ya na de biokra red cap, mewa. Why we are, and also swear humsa. Say ya patashio, say ya dear, one winning. And God is calling us. No matter our condition of praying. So, how do you see this call and relate this call to that of the tax collector?
Papa, as we all know, Matthew was a tax collector. And one day when Jesus was passing by, he stopped and said, "You follow me," which means that God can call anybody to do his work. It doesn't matter whether you're a bad person. It doesn't matter whether you're an armed robber. It doesn't matter whether you're a good person. God can call you to do his work.
Bonsemiye, na samuna adadoto. Asamuna adadoto nyameba. So turn to the person sitting beside you that you have been called. Say it again, you have been called. So obey. Oh, say it again, obey, you have been called. Trust and obey, for there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Oh, trust and obey, for there is no Ephesians 2:8-9. We are taught by the word of God that it is through grace that you and I are saved. It is not through our works so that anybody could boast of. And Fabibian, now don't so. Now, Radin Yakupon, now, the Ajiminu, me, and Unqua, and Wadin Bianca, Yansa Bianca, and Wafe, and men who cry. We didn't deserve it. Just were praying. Now, Jai won't you? No, but she.
Yeah.
had met with the woman of the issue of the blood. I'm bringing in this because this month is our month of breakthrough, our month of deliverance, our month of redemption. So being today in this service, Orefo and all our suffers over here, we are going to pray and lay hands on all of us if you allow us. If we get to you and you think, oh, Papa, bypass, we will bypass. Other than that, we are seeking and inviting the breakthrough of God upon our lives so that the freedom of God will be ours. That woman, according to scriptures, Gerard, she purposed that if I stretch forth and touch the hand of this my Savior, I will be free. Lo and behold, see, she stretched and touched the hand, and she was saved. And the flow of the blood ceased. Give a clap of unto the Lord. Today, at this way, be already be here for us. Because Busumi, your chia Busumi. Busumi, nyame be sane meneo. Busumi, nyame ni embe nante. And not only us, but our children and our relatives. Because when God Almighty called Abraham, he called the nephew, the wife, and everybody in the house, even servants, followed. Amen.
Amen.
Wow. So what do you have to say finally?
But in summary, as Christians, God calling us, the only thing we have to do is to walk in faith without knowing the details and trusting that he will do it for us.
Hey, without knowing the details, we need not even find out the details. We should take the calling of the Lord, hook, line, and sinker, and follow our God, and he shall honor us. Grace has obtained us. And by grace we shall be sustained. Grace shall obtain us, or has obtained us. And by grace we shall be sustained. Adam the Embeco. Mammy, who's Rosa and Jew, be Winyangui. Missy Winyangui. Adam the Obeco. Adam the Obeco. There's a mercy. Oh, grace will carry you through. Grace will carry you through. Grace will break bounds and carry you to a higher level. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So many of them now, oh, Jai. One
now,
the Bible says he has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. Papa, I want us to pray to thank the Lord for calling us by his grace and not because of what we have done. I'm not afraid of the dark.
so. Who give a pleasure to God. He is merciful God. He is a loving King. He is all in all. That saves God. God of all knowing, omniscient, omnipotent. But if you say that
Psalm 32 verse 8.
Yes.
It says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Papa, I want us to pray for the Lord to teach us the way we should go in our lives. In order for him to counsel us with his eye upon us.
The Lord teach us the way. Let me try your mind.
Verse 12. It says, fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and about which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. I want us to pray to the Lord to increase our faith and take hold of the eternal life to which we are called.
Hallelujah. Remember, I see a pump. Jesus.
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 18. Having the eyes of your heart enlighten you that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you. But I want us to pray to the Lord to open our eyes to understand the hope to which he has called us.
You can ask.
Show us clearly the purpose of grace in our life.
Yes, and the promise thereof.
Yes.
And the promise thereof.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, praying so we'll have enough hope for the calling from God and even the promise he's giving us. But of all, ye pejampa ye. I want you to need a swamu. Some flower fray. Om ye nina mu pinti kosi asye. Nebiyam. Ati ye biya waka faye kono. Radi membre mwate. But of all, pejampa ye ne ako. Pejampa ye ne ako. Leaders will come down and lay our hands. The hands is of fire. The hands is of brimstone. The hands are hands of deliverance. They are hands of God Almighty. And we'll receive our freedom. We'll receive our freedom. We are lifting our prayer. And we are asking, oh God, let your deliverance abound for us.
Yes, Lord.
Let your deliverance abound for us. Ma wuchie mu fire nsu demo. Ma wuchie mu fire nsu demo. Ora for pejan fire ni ako. 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 Throughout, because he said, you believe hands in the baby. Meaning could go that. Meaning could go that. Meaning could go that. Meaning could go that. Yes, who are my friend? But of one, I recall. It's about my soul. Da 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 da
Oh, yeah. Meaning, who would die? Meaning, who would die?
Online from New York, from other places, want to pray for them. Now we pray in the name of Jesus. Wherever you see us or you are watching us from, we commit you unto the hands of God. May this great God, who is everywhere God, stretch for his mighty hand upon you. Whatever you are going through, whatever disease, whatever trauma, we ask the presence of God to give you breakthrough. The month of breakthrough. May you receive your breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Receive your breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Be touched by the Spirit of the living God. Be set free in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Get up. Give me five. I had more. Let me back.